Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. Now he gets into some other things, because it's not just deeds that are done, but it's the attitudes and the feelings and the what happens in here so readily in all of us, one way or another. These things get in the way. You must rid yourselves of all such things as these. So this is not an exhaustive list, is it? And think about, could you have any one of these attitudes and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm angry at you? See, it's not coming from Jesus, is it? All right? You must rid yourselves of such things as these: anger, rage, malice. That's wanting something bad to happen to somebody, just being against them in your heart and your mind. You want to rejoice, you know, like some of the crazy people that rejoiced when in that recent assassination. All right? Boy, what kind of a spirit is behind that? Slander is when you're telling something that is absolutely a lie against somebody, and you're spreading something that isn't true. Slander, filthy language. You think God wants to, well, down there, doesn't he say, whatever you do in word and deed, I'm going to curse you out in the name of Jesus, because I just don't like what you just said. Ooh, kind of getting I'm kind of meddling, aren't I? Well, the Lord's doing the meddling, but he loves us enough to meddle. Go for it, Lord. We need this. All right? So now it's attitudes and the way they boil out, because it's really, you're getting into what's going on down in here. What is really going on in the inside? You can come and smile, but what's happening down here? Are you filled with anger? Are you filled with, bitterness and unforgiveness and all those kinds of things? Then we're not exactly doing that in the name of Jesus, are we? It's not representing him. Okay? So now he says, do not lie to each other. There has to be a spirit of truth that God gives us with grace. Since, now again, he's going, always goes back to what God has done and what's happened when we came to Christ. If you really come to Christ, you gave up your life. You saw what it was really worth, and you saw what Christ had done and what he had given us, and you said, I want that. I'm willing to walk away from that. Think of what Paul said. We've quoted it so many times. For to me, what was his life about? What defined his life? For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What a thing! What an amazing thing. The thing that mankind fears the most is death. But Jesus has absolutely taken away the fear of it. If we died today, praise God. If a bomb landed on us right now, where would you be? Praise God, home is right. I pray that everyone who hears this would be able to answer that way. Thank God. All right? Do not lie to each other. Why? Since you have taken off your old self with its practices. When did I do that? When did I do such a thing? When I put my faith in Christ and I surrendered to him. Something happened. Now, I got to learn how to live that out, but it was real. That was not some fake decision, some casual thing. All right, you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed. Again, you have that sense that it's something that's happening over time. It is being renewed in knowledge. What kind of knowledge? In the image of its creator. Well, who's that? God, through his son, Jesus Christ, has made us a new, part of a new creation. Something brand new. The life that we have was not there Well, it was in the tree of life, but they were barred from it. Adam and Eve were barred from it and kicked out of the garden. But that tree of life is available right now, right here, today. Thank God. All right. So, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image, the likeness of its creator. We're becoming like more and more like him. I wonder how much like him are we now, right now. You think maybe we got a little distance to cover? And again, it isn't just that I'm not robbing any banks lately. It's what's happening even in here. What's going on the inside? What's ruling my emotions, my thoughts? It really gets down into that, doesn't it? All right. Now he's talking about the kingdom and who's a part of it. He says, drops this in. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, uncircumcised or circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. All earthly identities are wiped out. They have no relevance to whether you're a part of the kingdom of God. If you belong to Christ, you are a part. Everything is done away. Thank God. It doesn't favor one over another. It's just those who are willing to surrender their hearts and their minds and their destinies into the hands of Jesus Christ. And he says, but Christ is all and is in all. That's the definition. That's what defines the body of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, however you want to put it, worldwide. It's those that he lives in and is with. But God wants us to learn how to live that out here. And every day that means making choices, doesn't it? That's the issue, all right? Then I'm not going to go a long ways with this, but he calls these people who happen to be Gentiles as therefore as God's chosen people. Wait a minute, I thought the Jews were God's chosen people. Well, they were at one time for a special purpose. Thank God. Thank God. Because it was through them you have the prophets. Through them Jesus came and the kingdom was established. And after that was done, the way was open. The wall came down. The way was open for all. And the gospel has gone to the far corners of the world, to the hidden tribes. They're still going there. To places that have never heard the gospel. But all of that distinction between are you a Jew or are you a Gentile, that's gone. God's chosen people are those who are in Christ. Thank God for every natural Jew it happens to include. But it has nothing to do with that, does it, anymore? All right? Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, God has set us apart for something, for a different purpose than this world exists to fulfill. All right? And dearly loved. Is that real to you this morning? I don't mean in some emotional, sense like that. That you are dearly loved. Oh, what an awesome, simple thing that God wants to make that more real to where we actually believe that. We live as if we believe it because, well, God said it. Isn't that good enough for us? Praise God. God's chosen people. Now, we're talking also about making choices. Well, God's the one who made the first choice. He chose you. I can't imagine why he would choose somebody like me. But he knows what he's doing. And he chose me so I'd start to learn how to make choices that effectively choose him and choose what he wants. And the more we do that, the more we're going to be like him, the more we're going to grow up to be able to handle the stuff that he's got ahead for us. Praise God. All right, so he's chosen us. He's given us, he set us apart for his own purposes. He's given us everything we need to be able to be all that he's ever designed us to be. All right? Therefore, now we're getting into the relationships among God's people. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, what are we supposed to do? See, God's chosen us. Now, what are we supposed to choose? Because every one of these actions that he tells us to do is a choice that we are called upon to make. clothe yourselves with compassion. Well, I'll be compassionate, they will. Oh, how bad we are to react to whatever other people do, to what we perceive. When God is wanting to have a reservoir of kingdom life in our hearts to the point where it doesn't matter what happens around us, we can be a source of life instead of participating in the ways the world reacts. But that means recognizing when something coming out of us that we're not exactly doing that in Jesus' name. And we need to be able to make a choice and say, wait a minute. I'm not off hours here. This is not a 9-to-5 job. God's allowed me to be in a situation where my old nature just wants to rear up. And I'm justified. By what standard? By the world's standard. But God has given me the power to have a different atmosphere. Take control of my heart, my life, my mind, so that I don't have to act like that. But it's your choice and it's mine. God's given us that power and that responsibility. So think of that in everything that we're talking about here. Clothe yourselves with compassion. Do we truly care about others, or are we just all focused on ourselves? Kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. All of these wonderful natural human virtues. Man, I need him. Because if I'm just going to sit here and react to what's going on around me and how other people are and all their shortcomings, I'm perfect, of course. All of their shortcomings that justify me in having some other kind of attitude, oh, God help us. Well, what did Jesus do in those kind of circumstances? How did he react? Oh, well, that's different. He was Jesus. That Jesus is meant to be in us and living in us. And has given us the power to do the same things. He's the same one who said, love your enemies. Whoa. That's not human wisdom, is it? That's not the natural way things work in the world. But oh, we've got to unlearn what we've learned and how we've learned to react and start making choices. But the only way to do that is to recognize what's going on. You can just go on and be so tuned in with what's happening around you and how you react and the habits that you've learned how to react in that you don't even realize what's going on. God says, wake up. Wake up. You didn't do that in my name. You didn't act that way in my name, and that's what I'm calling you to do. And I'm with you to do it if you just make the right choice and learn.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.